You know what people who raise sheep, what they raise them for?
Feed them for the wool, mostly. And the meat, too. You buy them lots of these northern countries, I think you can buy mutton anywhere.
Talking about hogs, the male hog, what do you call him?
Call him the boar.
What about a little one when it's first born?
That's the pig. Small pigs, wiener. When you get up a little bigger, wiener pig, they call them wiener pigs and tell them, you know, about that time.
Is there anything between a pig and, you know, the time
it's born? When they get certain size, they call them shokes. And the next, that's male, female gilt.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call a male hog that's been altered?
Been what?
A male hog
that's been altered? Well, that's, bar hog. Yeah, we used to have to always work them over and out on the farm. Probably have to work a minion over.
What do you say has been done to him? He's been
just cut.
Is that the same thing as castrated?
Yeah. Just castrate him, cut him. Used to be quite a, Dad used to raise quite a few of them down, and we had quite a bit of job doing all that, keeping up with it. Then you have to give them shots, vaccinate them for the cholera, stuff like that.
You know these stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. How did you get those off when you were slaughtering hogs?
Scald them. Oh. Scrape them off. I just... slaughterhouse out here spends a lot of them. We got a government inspected slaughterhouse right out here, 4 or 5 miles out. A friend of mine runs it out there named John Dunn. His boys run it now. They got a lot of land out there where they live around.
What about these long teeth that some hogs have?
That's the tush. Boy, now when you see these razorback hogs out there, you better climb a tree, get out. I've been possum hunting, had them get after us. Used to be quite a few down here in this bottom.
Is that a wild hog?
Wild hog, yeah. Call razorback them. Hogs.
Razorback.
They up in the hills, razorback mostly. He's down here too, there's wild hogs.
You know that noise that a calf makes, what would you say it does? You'd say it
bawls, is all I know.
What about a cow when it walks
you? The old bull, he bellers.
What would you say a horse does?
Weenies. That's got a WH in it, weenies.
If you had a lot of animals like turkeys and geese and ducks and guineas, you know, a lot of feathered animals, you'd say you have a lot of different kinds of
variety.
They'd all be, say you had a lot of different fowl, something like that.
Fowl. You know, that's one thing about nature. Birds, fowls, all kinds, they don't know how to mix. You never know that. They don't mix spirits.
Yeah.
Now you crossbreed your horses and mares, jacks, get mules, you know. The mules in Missouri are bad about that up there. They raise a lot of mules in Missouri. You ship them down there with carloads. They get up, weigh 1,000, 1,500 pounds. Ship them down here and get a good price out of them. I guess about the best price, like I said yesterday, I think $750 a pair.